Questions number 11 to 16.
We know that loneliness typically comes from isolation. Almost any personal shock, such as sickness or a sudden loss of employment, can cause loneliness. And what is worse, lonely people tend to become socially vulnerable. Compared to happy people, who are fairly social and have frequent contacts, lonely people have few social contacts. Loneliness isn't just sadness. It can lead to serious physical and mental health problems, including heart disease, high blood pressure, and depression. Widespread loneliness also has a negative impact on society. While socially well-adjusted people have the opposite effect on a nation. Loneliness is one of the top priority issues that the UK government has to address, because it is estimated that here in the UK there are more than 9 million people who experience loneliness. Studies show that 45% of adults feel lonely at least some of the time. About a third of people over 65 say they sometimes feel lonely. Surprisingly, 27% of 16 to 24-year-olds feel lonely too. Young people say that they feel lonely when they are unable to find serious friends or connect with those around them. They also feel that way when they lack enough money for basic socialising, like going to a restaurant or cafe. By contrast, older people say that they feel lonely after their partner has passed away or they don't have employment anymore. The public healthcare system, called National Health Service, has made many suggestions to relieve loneliness. The NHS advises people to get out and walk at least part of the day. It's good for their health and provides an opportunity to meet others. While researchers recommend online games as a way for lonely youth to socialise, older people are encouraged to join community clubs and groups.